AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The famed archaeological site in Palmyra in Syria is included in an area now under control of Islamic State militants. Deborah Lair with the Antiquities Coalition says it's another example of looting by extremists.
They're using these antiquities to sell into international markets to really help fund their extremist causes.
Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says the partners on the ground in Palmyra were not reliable.
Unlike in Kobani, where we did have some reliable partners, we were able to focus air power in conjunction with ground forces. That's simply not the case in the vicinity of Palmyra.
Activists say they don't believe the Islamic State group has damaged the ruins in Palmyra so far. President Obama's trade agenda has cleared a big procedural hurdle. The AP's Jerry Boatlander is on Capitol Hill.
The president's top legislative priority advanced with a few votes to spare after Finance Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch stressed a lot is at stake.
Our nation's economic health and prestige are on the line here today.
But opponents like Jeff Sessions argued the fast-track authority won't yield the claimed benefits.
Job-killing imports would vastly exceed any growth in foreign exports, putting more Americans out of work.
The authority is seen as critical to the administration's effort to strike a trade deal with a dozen Pacific nations. Jerry Boatlander, Capitol Hill.
Police in Washington, D.C. named a suspect in the killings of four people in a mansion in the city.
34-year-old Darren Dillon Witt. He is currently at large, and we continue to seek the public's assistance in locating Wendt.
That is Mayor Muriel Bowser. Police Chief Kathy Lanier says they think they know where he is.
We have information that we believe Mr. Wendt is currently in the Brooklyn, New York area.
Investigators believe Wendt worked for one of the businesses owned by the owner of the mansion. Wall Street, the Dow is up 14 points. This is AP Radio News. People who live in apartments in some cities say high rents are worth it.
A survey of 18,000 renters found people living in New York, San Francisco, and Washington say they're more satisfied living in those cities than do renters in far more affordable areas such as Milwaukee, Albuquerque, or Detroit. Tenants in the most expensive cities expressed more confidence in the local economy, felt safer from crime, and enjoyed the parks, recreation, and nightlife. The survey by the rental company Apartment List says monthly rent for a two-bedroom in San Francisco averages $4,250, but renter satisfaction there is rated A+. I'm Sandy Kozell.
The government in Spain has granted a temporary residence permit to an 8-year-old boy from Ivory Coast. A woman tried to smuggle the boy into Spain in a suitcase. The boy's father, who lives legally with the mother in Spain, was arrested on charges of human rights abuse. A Moroccan woman unrelated to the boy was carrying the suitcase. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.